All right, everybody. Aaron, Dom, and Keith here from A Little Less Conversation Podcast with a new offer for you. Normally, our sponsor,
Craig Peterson,
down at
Summit Automotive
in Fond du Lac, offers $50 in free gas when you purchase a vehicle from them. Could be new, used, car, truck, van, SUV, or whatever they have. If you go down there and buy a vehicle, what's the offer now, Dom?
It's $100 in free gas.
How do you get that, Aaron?
You got to go down to Summit Automotive in Fond du Lac and purchase a vehicle. Stop down by Craig Peterson. Craig Peterson. Craig Peterson. Craig Peterson. Mention our podcast, A Little Less Conversation, when you purchase a vehicle, and he's going to give you $100 in free gas.
How many songs were you going to do for this album? 24 or whatever you said.
Like,
yeah, I pulled it up and I'm like, no way. I'm not doing 24 songs.
I got that text. You're like, slash 24 songs. I'm like, and I'd already done it a couple days ago. I'm like, no. I don't remember how many songs are on, but I know it's at 24.
So I'm hoping that you and I have the same, Keith, because
13?
The actual album was only 12, but there was a 13th one that they count as a bonus track, but it charted, so I'm like, I gotta include it.
The 13 songs just a bonus track? No.
That's what it said. If you brought up Wikipedia, which is what I usually do to make sure I have the right order and all that stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the 13th song, it counted as it's said it was a bonus track.
That's You've Got to Love. You've Got to Love.
And that's like a super popular song from them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, well, I have to put this on there because it's.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes, yeah, so that's my 13th song. So.
But then they have a whole bunch of, like, the Japanese version had like four more songs on there. And yeah, like, there was all kinds of stuff. So when you said 24, I laughed, but I'm like, I can see where that came from because there was, it listed like, there must be like six versions of this album.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that one said deluxe edition, which I didn't see until after I texted you guys. no wonder. All right. Welcome to another episode of A Little Less Conversation Podcast. Keith, Dom, Aaron with you. As usual, today we are going to review the Florence and the Machine album called Lungs. Is it just Lungs or The Lungs?
Lungs. Lungs.
Lungs.
Lungs.
Lungs. So it's got a couple pretty popular songs that made the radio.
Okay, precursor to this album. Just going to throw this in here. This is my wife's favorite band. So she wanted me to let you all know that she will come personally punch you in the nuts. Okay.
All right.
I plan on getting punched in the nuts later. So.
Uh-oh. So I'm going to say this. Although I know of this band, I've heard probably one or two songs from them. I was not a follower of this band at all. So this was all fairly new to me.
I think I know three songs. Two for sure that were on here, and there's one other
one. So say the one that I really know, I don't even know what it's called, but it wasn't any of these.
Oh.
And I had intention when I got done to try and find it, and I just never did.
Okay. I pretty much heard this whole album numerous times. The last concert, the last concert they've held in Pfizer Forum was a Florence and the Machine concert. My wife was there.
Hmm. Did they bring the house down? Boom, boom.
So. Should we start while you're looking that up, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that other song was.
Yeah. We could look it up afterwards, too.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, track one.
Shake It Out. Was it Shake It Out? Yes. Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it
out. Yeah, that's probably the other one.
Possibly. I'd have to hear it.
Okay.
I was going to say, no, track one is Dog Days Are Over.
I was like, damn, you did do the wrong album.
Yeah. What the fuck?
All right.
See, I don't know. Dog Days Are Over. I love this song personally. I think it's got excellent lyrics. The band's great. Thought it was a great start to the album. Wouldn't you say this is probably the most popular song?
Yes.
Yeah. I this is a song I figured you would have known by these guys.
I may have heard it. Like it sounded familiar, but if it would have came on, it wouldn't have been when I'm like, oh yeah, I know that song.
Okay. I gave it an A+. I think it's a great start to the album.
Yeah. I said Florence has a great and unique voice. Music comes together well on this track and has a fun upbeat sound. But it's just, it was their most popular one. It's the one that I know better than all their other ones, so I gave it an A.
All right. I said song starts a bit slow for my liking, but builds into a more rock-like sound, which I did like, and I gave it a B+.
So we're all in the pretty same much range.
Yeah. Rabbit Heart, Raise It Up. The one thing I'm going to say it now, and I'm not going to say it for every song. Florence has got a crazy good voice.
Yeah, I wanted to put that in like every song review. Yes. Like, and I'm like, well, that's going to get old. But yeah. Her voice is fucking crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
And the band itself is really fucking good. Like,
yeah.
they can play their instruments. Lyrically, I thought this was well done.
This is where we need cameras.
Oh, yeah. We gotta play it.
I give this song a B. I thought it was good, like really good still.
Is that the dog? I just saw something black go flying by the door.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're probably chasing, yeah.
Okay. Rabbit Heart, Raise It Up. I said another fun upbeat song with Florence killing it vocally. Good instrumental sound again. I gave it a B.
So I said that the sound and style of the song sounds so 70s that I have to wonder if this is a tip of the hat to White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. Not bad whether it is or isn't. I gave this one also a B+.
Yeah, no, that's me.
Is it?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking that dog it on a road or something.
No, it's leaned on my key fob there. Song 3. I'm not calling you a liar. This is a little slower than I usually like. Sorry.
Lark. I like it.
I lark it.
I lark it a lark.
So far this whole album's been great musically or lyrically. The song does pick up late. That is good. Had it been like that the whole song, I'd give it a higher grade, but I gave it a C, which is still, I mean, I'd listen to it again.
Okay. I'm not calling you a liar. I said this track is a bit slower, but I like the lyrics. Florence's voice is haunting in a good way. I gave it a B.
All right. I said not quite as good of an outing as the previous two songs, but not that bad either. One thing is very apparent: Florence Welch can sing. I gave it a B-.
What was yours? A solid C?
Solid C, yeah.
Okay.
Song number 4, Howl. Song's got great tempo. I like the heavy drums. Again, lyrically and musically great. Don't have to say anything about her voice. I'm starting to think that this band is one of the best current bands. Another good song, you gave it a B.
Okay, Howl. Another really strong track. Florence is flawless as usual. The track is upbeat and everything flows together well. The track gets a solid B+.
Howl. I said, this song showcases how I think the lead vocals should be used for this band. Not exactly rock, but not pop either. Falls somewhere in between and hard to classify. That's why I like it. I gave it an A-.
Wow. So far, this might be the best reviews we've ever had for an album, too. Like, the first half of an album or so. Kiss with a Fist. She changed her singing style, and it sounds good. Song about abusive relations, sung to an upbeat tune. Kind of like it. It's a little punkish. I thought it was a great song. Gave it an A.
All right. Kiss with a Fist. I wrote, this track sounds a bit more punk, but it works. Not my favorite, but I still like it. Lyrically could be a bit more diverse, but this track still gets a B minus.
This is starting to scare me. This is a very obvious attempt at punk rock. And not a bad attempt, but punk really isn't my thing. I give it a C+.
All right.
So we all got the punk thing out of that one.
Yeah. Song 6. This might be a real quick album review. Song 6, Girl with One Eye.
Too bad there wasn't 24 songs.
Yeah.
Could have been.
This song I wasn't much of a fan of. Lyrically, it was pretty good. The lyrics were very dirty. I didn't like. Did you listen to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't really like it musically, though. I gave this one a D.
Ooh. All right. Girl with One Eye wrote interesting lyrics. Who doesn't like putting their fingers in pie? Like the slow start and the speed up towards the end, I gave it a B minus.
Uh-huh. All right. Girl with One Eye. Another example of how when you have a lead singer that can really sing, you can do almost any kind of music, and it's going to sound good. Very good rendition of a classic 30s or 40s club song. I gave it an A.
Woo.
Wow.
Wow. Damn.
So, the last album review we did was Fontaine CC, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to talk about going from one extreme to another?
Right? Yes. 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 Like, so I gave their punk version a C+, which I think might be better than anything I gave Fontaine CC.
Song number 7, drumming song. They're back with this song. The voice is excellent. Lyrics are great. Instrument is great. The whole song's excellent. Gave it an A minus.
Okay, drumming song. The drumming is good on this track.
Shocker.
Shocker.
It better be if you're calling it a drumming song.
This is one of those pump you up.
My way.
This is one of those pump you up songs, and Florence sounds great as usual. I gave her a B minus.
Drumming song. I made this one really simple. Big drums, big voice, big payoff. A.
All right. Nice. All right. You and I have been real similar on most of these songs.
I know. I don't like it.
Except for Kiss with a Fist.
Yeah.
Song.
Well, and Girl with One Eye. You gave it a D, didn't you?
Yeah,
I gave it an A. That's not real close.
No, that's way off.
I was way off.
So, Between Two Lungs. This song I felt was more of a filler song. I didn't like the way she used her voice on this song. Musically, I thought it was the worst so far. I would skip the song in the future. I gave this one a C-.
Okay, Between Two Lungs?
Wait, it was the worst so far, but you gave the other one a D.
Musically.
Oh, musically. Okay. All right.
I thought the lyrics were better, actually, on the one I gave a D.
Okay. All right.
I wrote, not a bad song, but probably not one I would listen to again. Good instrumental sound on this track. I gave it a C+.
Dom's going to love this one.
we'll see. Between Two Lungs. I said it showcases the indie rock sound that they are classified as, but once again, not all that bad. I gave it a B.
Huh. Indie rock. Do you guys really think these guys are indie rock? They are classified as indie rock.
They're classified as a whole bunch of stuff, yeah. But the first thing that you see is indie rock. I can see where they get that. I do, because there's a point in, I can't remember what song it was. I'm like, man, you could classify them as Irish folk in this song. Just the sound of it, you know?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the lyrics or anything like that, but just the sound of it. So I get where they come in with that, but this is one of those bands that's very, very difficult to categorize.
Yes. Song number 9, Cosmic Love. Pretty good song. It's obvious she has one of the better voices in music right now. She can change little things like tempo and it'll sound good. This lets the band change their sound on an album, which is nice because not everybody can do that. Again, good musically. Might not be their best as far as the instruments, but it was still good. I gave it a B minus.
Okay. Cosmic Love. Probably my least favorite so far. It's not that it's bad, but the slower vocals don't match the beat of the music well, which makes for a bit of a messy sound. I gave it a C.
Aaron, you and I are right there on this one. It said, Cosmic Love, this is the first one on the album that I could do without. A little too mainstream Imagine Dragons for my liking. I gave it a C-.
Oh, yeah, right there. C-? What'd you give it?
B-.
Okay.
Track 10, My Boy Builds Coffins. Thought it was an interesting title. Beat was good right away. Musically, it was outstanding. Lyrically, it was interesting. Basically, it doesn't matter who you are. You'll end up in a wooden box. I liked the song. I gave it an A.
Okay. My Boy Builds Coffins. I wrote, I like this song. Interesting lyrics and a nice steady beat keep this song together well. I gave it a B+.
And I said that I thought this was another nod to the 70s. For me, this song falls kind of in the middle. Nothing I'd seek out. But if it's on, I'll listen to it. I gave it a C.
Number 11, Hurricane Drunk. This is a good breakup song. Again, her voice is excellent and carries this song. Good rhythm to it. I gave it an A-.
Well, okay. Hurricane Drunk, I wrote, this track is just okay, but it has a harp, so that's pretty cool, I guess. C.
Now, this is what... Okay. None of us are anything alike on this one. So, Hurricane Drunk. This would be a great TV show theme song. Pair this with a good comedy show and you have a hit. I gave it a B.
Song 12, Blinding. Not the biggest fan of the song. Lyrically, probably my least favorite on the album. Musically, not bad, but kind of all over the place. I gave it a C.
Okay, Blinding. I wrote, good drum beat on this track, but the rest is kind of blah. That being said, the song isn't bad. It just doesn't compete with most of the other tracks on this album. I wrote, song isn't bad, it just compete. That's why I had to stop. It just compete.
Maybe you figure you could read your own mind on that one.
It just couldn't compete with most of the other tracks, so I gave it a C also.
Blinding. Got a little heavier here again, and this is where I think they excel. I gave it an A-.
Well,
wow.
All over the board we are.
Yes.
So, track 13. You've Got the Love. The song really features her voice. Her voice continues to be the best part of this entire album. Lyrically, a little repetitive, but she changes how she sings, so it seems okay. Musically, really good. Solid close of the album. I would listen through the album just to get to this song if I had to. I gave it an A.
All right. You've Got the Love. I wrote, really good catchy song. This is a track that hit the airwaves and rightfully so. Good vocals, a catchy chorus will keep this song in your head all day. I gave it an A.
And I said, You've Got the Love. Really like when you hear the piercing vocals alone before the music kicks in. Really, really, really good. Song isn't bad either. I gave it a B+.
So we all kind of agree on that one. Does anybody have any info on how this album charted?
14.
So it went to 14?
Yep. And actually, I should just wrote the whole thing down. So whatever it was the week before it hit 14, I'm just going off of top of my head. I think it was like 68 or something like that, and it just rifled up to 14.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. The whole album was really good. I mean, I don't want to get into my... Well, might as well. Here.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I wrote, all in all, I got to give this album a solid B+. Florence's vocals are incredible. Her voice mixed with the really good instrumentals makes this album mainstay in my playlist. So a B+.
Go ahead. I'm looking at something.
All right. I said, as a whole, I'm a little surprised at how much I enjoyed this album. Not having a whole lot of previous knowledge of their catalog, I'm wondering why I haven't been listening to some of this exceptional, quote-unquote, indie rock. When you combine straightforward, solid instrumental play and great vocals with some good writing and musical layout, you get the Lungs album. I will definitely be adding some of this to my playlist, and it will be staying there for a long time. I gave it an A-.
What I wrote was, Florence and the Machine is seriously one of the top current bands in the world, in my opinion. Her voice is world-class, and she knows how to change it up to keep the album fresh. Musically, they are just as talented. Every note played seemed to be right where it was supposed to be. Florence Welch is the primary songwriter, and she's almost as talented with the pen as she is on the mic. The album overall is really good. The album makes an excellent soundtrack to a good day. And what I mean by that is, if you are doing something and you want background music, this would be a good choice. I'm sure they have a good concert. Not really my normal music style, but I would give them a chance live. It seems like they have a heavy 90s alternative rock influence in their sound, which I like. Not quite sure why there aren't more female lead singers in rock, because the higher, like, they usually have a higher pitched voice, females do, than men, and it sounds so good with a good rock music. Overall, I give this album an A-.
And what did you give it?
B+.
So B+, A-, A-.
Yeah.
That might be the closest we've ever been.
Yeah.
On a final album review.
I'm not gonna lie, like I said, my wife, huge fan of these guys. She has been since they came out. I never really gave them a chance.
Nor did I.
And I kind of regret not doing that after listening to this.
Yeah, like I said, no one was more surprised than me at how much I really actually enjoyed this. Now, I will say this. I think she has an incredible voice. It is, however, one of those voices where if she didn't change it up a little bit from song to song, where listening to a whole album, you could get sick of listening to it. In this album, not the case.
No.
But I could see where that could happen. So either they got very lucky in that on this album, or she's that savvy, which I'm going to go with that one if I had to guess, because they seem like they did everything right with this album.
Yeah, I think they were pretty smart with it, kind of changing things up, because, yeah, she does, and my sister Kim stopped over yesterday when I was listening to it, and she even said, she was like, the one thing about this band is that a lot of it sounds the same, because her voice is so, it stands out so much, you know, but, yeah, with them switching things up like that, changing the music around a little bit.
Well, even in the order of the album, it gives it how they switch variety. It,
yeah,
so that you didn't get it. That's it's done very well.
Yeah, and I like how they came out with. Sorry, not to cut you off, but I like how they came out with "Dog Days of Summer," and then ended it with.
You've got the love.
You've got the love. They're two biggest ones right there. I like how they did that.
They actually, though, I was just looking at their Wikipedia page. The order they released these in, you wouldn't have expected. They released it a ton of songs.
I doubt that was on purpose, though, because, like, no matter how good you are, you don't know how those songs are going to hit.
Like, their first release off this album was Kiss with a Fist, so they went with the punk song first. Mm. And then Dog Days Are Over, Rabbit Heart, Drumming Song, You've Got the Love, and Cosmic Love.
And I will say that Kiss of a Fist, listening to that one almost made me angry. Because even though it was done fairly well for a punk sound, I think it's a waste of her voice.
I don't think it should have been their first release.
Punk is a type of music made for people who probably lack in singing ability for the most part. Well, she's got way too good of a voice to waste it on punk.
And the problem I would have had, like, if I didn't know who they were and I heard Kiss with a Fist and I bought this album, I'd have been real pissed. If I was expecting a punk album and I got the rest of this album, I'd have been real pissed. So Dog Days Are Over was actually in Eat Pray Love, and that's how it got released,
which had to instantaneously make them big.
Yeah,
because that was a big movie.
The 2008 release only reached number 89. And then, oh no, it was released in 2008 when the album, and then it was featured in 2010, Eat, Pray, Love. And then, yeah, then it went up to like number 12 or something like that. Huh. But they actually didn't have a big, it wasn't that big. Like the album was 14, but none of their songs actually charted real high in the U.S. Huge in the U.K., but not really in the U.S. Dog Days Are Over didn't, so did You've Got a Love, but the rest of the songs actually charted quite well in the UK.
I don't know, but like I said, I definitely, next time I add music,
yeah,
put me some on here for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, I added it to my playlist yesterday, so I just kind of like downloaded it or whatever, and then you actually, I don't know, you guys have Apple Music or is similar to that?
Yeah, it's similar to that.
So you can
just hit the plus button and it'll go on.
Yep, you can hit the plus button and it'll stay in your library, but then you hit that and it actually like downloads to your phone or whatever. But I did the whole deluxe edition album because I'm sure I'm going to like those other songs too. Yeah. I haven't listened to them yet, but yeah. Really good album. I didn't have trouble sitting through this one.
No.
You want to know, honestly, you want to know what the hardest thing was for me doing this album review? Is I was listening to it on my Amazon Echo, and I started it right away in the morning before my wife was up. Well, then she woke up. I was about three songs into it, and she came down, like I said, a huge fan. So she started singing to all the, and I'm like, you gotta stop. I'm like, I have to, I'm trying to do an album review, and I need to hear what she's actually singing, not like your version of it. Yeah, but the problem, I get it, put headphones on, but when you're listening to your wife's favorite band, and I was listening to it by myself to start, and then she comes out, what am I going to do, like just plug my headphones in and be like, fuck you, I know it's your favorite band, but I'm going to listen to it because I need to listen to it on my own.
And I actually did tell, I even told Angie when I got done, I said, I just did an album review, I said, I think you would like this band, I really, and I think she will, so I'm play some for her as well.
Also, so when we did our top front men, none of us had Florence, and we probably should have had Florence.
I was thinking about that while we were doing it.
Well, here's the problem.
But I didn't want to mention it.
I had that one done before I did the album review.
Yeah.
So so there was no way, because like I said, I knew very, very little about this band.
So another song that maybe you know, and I totally forgot about this. This is actually my favorite song by them. It's No Light, No Light. You know that one?
Probably.
This song fucking rocks.
Like I said, I know just about every Florence.
We'll play it after we're done.
Yeah, I definitely want
to
hear that.
I know most of the Florence and Machine songs because my wife pretty much listens to just Florence and Machine.
Yeah.
Like, she'll, on Amazon Music, she'll just pick Florence and Machine, like, radio.
Yeah.
And it plays, you know, her and a bunch of, or them and a bunch of bands like them, and right. But it's almost all Florence and Machine.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even look. How many albums do they have out?
Because
they're relatively new, right? Like, they haven't been around for 20 years, and I just was living under a rock or anything.
Let's see.
The one thing is that I didn't have a whole lot of time to do this album review.
Six,
okay.
And then they have a bunch of other ones that are like, and one of them is an unplugged album, which might be really good. But
yeah, because she's got the voice to carry it.
You got six. I only got four that pop up. I'm on Wikipedia, though. I don't know what you're on. Just says Lungs in 2009, Ceremonials in 2011, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful in 2015, and High as Hope 2018.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have five, and then MTV Unplugged 2012. Like I said, one of them is an unplugged album, which is probably they don't credit on.
That's part of the five?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would have been the fifth one.
Okay.
I'm just going off of Google, so I just flip to the albums and it has like everything.
Yeah.
Deluxe and stuff like that, so.
Okay.
I find it funny that Keith went through Google, but Google Boy did not.
that one?
That Keith went through Google, but Google Boy did not.
Well, I'm using Google, but went to Wiki, so, yeah.
Wiki Google.
All right, we can probably wrap this up.
All right.
Wrap it up like a present on Christmas Eve.
Like a penis going in.
What the frick?
All right. If you'd like to email us, our address is a little less conversation podcast at gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at a little less conversation podcast. Like to thank the Pulltops for their music. You can hear their song at the beginning of our episodes and at the end. Check them out at thepulltops.com. They got really, really great stuff, so make sure you check them out. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Craig Peterson, at Summit Automotive on Rolling Meadows Drive in Fond du Lac. If you're looking to buy a vehicle, any type of vehicle, not an airplane.
You can probably find an airplane.
Or a hot air balloon. Or
I mean, like that. The airport's right down the road.
That's true.
So maybe.
That's true.
He might be able to hook you up.
I think if you gave him the challenge, he would come through.
Craig, can you hook us up with a
tank?
A tank or an airplane? Or a train?
A bus?
A bus?
Party bus.
Party bus.
Party bus. We want a party bus, Craig.
See if you can see if you can hook us up with any of those. Or maybe
complete with stripper pole in the middle for Aaron.
Maybe a hover round. A hover round or a rascal or something.
A hover round.
Trade in a hover round.
I always said it when I got old and I was too damn old to walk, I would get a hover round.
Hover round.
Hover round.
So do you have one?
Fuck off, Pete.
Oh!
I knew that was coming. Knew it the second I said it. That was coming.
All right. So if you're looking to buy a vehicle, go down to Summit Automotive in Fond du Lac and talk to Craig Peterson. Mention our podcast when you purchase a vehicle, and he's going to give you $100 in free gas.
A Hyundai.
A Hyundai in your undies.
Not a Hyundai.
Not a Hyundai.
A Hyundai.
Although they might sell some used Hyundais. So.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And that will also come with free gas.
Oh!
Yes.
Ooh.
A Hyundai in your undies? Undies. Well. Do your undies come with free gas?
Aaron's do.
Yours do.
All right. So you can check us out on where? iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean.
Wherever you listen to.
iHeartRadio.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spotify.
Anywhere where you find podcasts.
We're like a bad
there.
Fucking
order. We're on there because we're getting huge.
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 So listen, rate, and review. And until next time, suck a fatty. We'll be right back.
in my head.
I put the P where it's supposed to go.